Watcher, and a considerably large welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. A couple of weeks back, we were playing tribute to the recently departed Ethel Ennis, and I lamented that I couldn't find her very first album. Guess what? Found it.
Appetizing young love for sale, love that's fresh and still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Sample my supply. Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love, love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. To buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale, my love, young love for sale.
Ethel Ennis's first LP, recorded June 55 in New York for Jubilee Records, and it showed how highly she was regarded as the record company hired a notable rhythm section to support her. Hank Jones piano, Eddie Biggs guitar, A.B. Baker bass and bebop pioneer, Kenny Clue Clark drums. This is the year before Clark relocated to Paris, and he was still a member of the Milt Jackson Quartet, MJQ, forerunner to the Modern Jazz Quartet, of course, MJQ. Ethel's LP had the unfortunate title of Sings Lullabies for Losers, not perhaps the best marketing title ever. She sang Cole Porter's Love for Sale from the musical The New Yorkers, which opened on Broadway in late 1930. Uh-oh, time to board the train. We'll be right back. Great song, a favourite of Sonny Liston's, you might remember. He used it loudly as his background, foreground perhaps I should have said, music when working out in the gym prior to one of his world heavyweight title fights. It was also the fave for strippers in the 50s. Might still be, of course. The song's history is interesting, written by Jimmy Forrest, but heavily inspired by Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn's Happy-Go-Lucky Local. Night Train was a big hit for Jimmy Forrest, but it was this version by tenor man Rusty Bryant that went to the very top of the R&B charts. But it was called All Night Long for a while, just to confuse. This prestige LP is called Night Train Now and recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, October 69, with Jimmy Carter, Hammond B3, Ivan Boogaloo Joe Jones guitar, Eddie Mathias bass, Bernard Pretty Purdy drums. Piano solo next. And that's from a newish, fresh sound CD called I'm Old Fashioned. It's pianist Lou Levy in Hollywood, November 82. Mainly piano-based drums lineup, but with three piano solos. Having said that, let me please contradict myself a bit more, as three of the songs are piano-based duets, leaving just four of the 10 songs as piano-based drums. Glad we cleared that up, albeit in a clumsy way. Lou didn't make many albums as a leader, being content with very regular work as a sideman, often to singers, Ella, Nancy Wilson, Lena Horne, Tony Bennett, but also names like Getz, Sims and Cohen. We heard the Harold Arlen Yip Harburg song from The Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Let's Calypso. Thank you. Yes, unashamedly fun. You wouldn't think it from that song, but the leader of this group, tenor man Nat Simpkins, is usually regarded as in the tough Texas tenor school, having played alongside Arnett Cobb, Cleanhead Vincent, Houston person Buddy Tate. But he could easily switch to slow romantic ballads, as well as songs like Calypso Gal, which he composed and based on Yellow Bird. Nat grew up in Bermuda, so he's allowed to calypso. Eric Johnson guitar, Dave Graham Hammond B3, Cecil Brooks III drums and Ralph Dorsey congas, recorded Jan 97. Simpkins hasn't made many albums as a leader, sadly, other than a 5-volume set of live performances, which is outstanding if you come across it. Count Basie Big Band Live. The full Count Basie Band in September 54 at the American Legion Park, Ephrata, Pennsylvania. I mentioned it was the full Basie Band, as between 1950 and the end of 53, Basie had cut down on the big band to make a nonet for financial reasons, as big bands were suddenly out of favour. Anyway, that was the Neil Hefti song, You For Me, something of a forerunner for Neil Hefti's later and more famous Whirly Bird. Great lineup in the band at this stage, the likes of Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Benny Powell, Marshall Royal, Ernie Wilkins, Franks, Wes and Foster, and of course, Freddie Green. I've got this on a Black Lion CD made in Germany, not available on the more mainstream record labels. At some point in their lives, every horn player has to make an album with strings. Here's Flip Phillips with his version, All the Way. This Chiroscope album is called Try a Little Tenderness, Flip Phillips with Strings, recorded, inevitably, by Rudy Van Gelder, June-July 92, when Flip was a mere 72-year-old. He carried on recording into his 80s. Dick Hyman, piano, Bucky Pizzarelli, guitar, Bob Haggard, bass, and Bob Haggard, of course, is best remembered for his composing and arranging of Big Noise from Winnetka. Ronnie Traxler, drums, plus, as you well know, a medium-sized army of strings. If Flip Phillips represents the older school of jazzers, bassist Christian McBride is the current wave, as this next song will demonstrate. Recorded at a jazz club called Jazz St. Louis, formerly Jazz at the Bistro St. Louis. This was May 2017. An unusual lineup: Christian McBride, leader and bassist, plus tenor, trumpet and drums, on a rather free-flowing song called Walking Funny, a little bit outside our normal mainstream fare, but worth a listen occasionally. Josh Evans, trumpet, Marcus Strickland, tenor, Nasheet Waits, drums. Here's an alto piano duet. This Servant album is mainly a quartet recording, alto, piano, bass and drums, but Duane Dolphin, bass, and yet again Cecil Brooks III, sit out on the old traditional song What a Friend Do We Have in Jesus, recorded March 2001 in Paramus, New Jersey. Perhaps a little odd for me to mention the two musos who sat out rather than the two that played. So here they are, Arthur Blythe, leader and altoist, John Hicks, piano. Enough said, I think. Here's Duke Ellington, and I have quietly changed the playlist whilst all this has been going on and switched the song from the one I had already chosen for us to hear to Happy Go Lucky Local. first thing I must do is point out that Happy-Go-Lucky Local is an Ellington Billy Strayhorn compo. Most people refer to it as an Ellington song, and poor old Billy gets pushed to the side yet again. But that wasn't the original 1946 version. I chose one that we've never played before. It came out on a Capitol LP called Ellington 55. And Happy-Go-Lucky Local was recorded in Jan 54 in Chicago. So Johnny Hodges was still on his sabbatical. Rick Henderson takes over on alto. The rest of the band is, as you'd expect, other than perhaps George Jean was on trombone. Later in that same year, 54, he was replaced by John Sanders. Incidentally, the original LP erroneously reported that the legendary trombonist Juan Tiso was on that song. No, he wasn't. It was George Jean. I must also tell you that one reason that this was an extended version of the original song was that this was the very first 12-inch Ellington LP. Prior to this date, he'd only made 10 inches. A gentle vocal after that train ride.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you a dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me that you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, a body and soul. I can't believe it. You know it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are we pretending? You know it looks like the ending. Unless I could have one more check against to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You myself to you, body.
Recorded in France, Epinay-sur-Orge, December 2012. It's obviously the jazz standard, Body and Soul. The singer is Thierry Sutton. Always loved her work, and this sparse setting gives us ample opportunity to enjoy her voice at its best. The guitarist is Serge Malode, and Kevin Axt is on an acoustic bass guitar. Lovely. Next song is titled BJ. Savoy Records released a double CD back in 1999 with the title Wilbur Harden, John Coltrane, The Complete Savoy Sessions, and it is unbelievably terrific. Trumpeter, flugelhornist Harden is the leader, and, by the way, Wilbur Harden is arguably the first flugelhornist in jazz, and these sessions are pretty much his recorded output as the leader, as sadly this enormously gifted trumpeter, flugelhornist, was a sick man, and not long after this May 58 recording session with Rudy Van Gelder, he became seriously ill and spent 4 years under medical care, being released from his hospital very briefly in 1960 to make his final recording with Curtis Fuller. And he died in 69, aged 35. The original Savoy LP was called Tanganyika Strut and later reissued under John Coltrane's name. It also featured Fuller on trombone. Tenor, as we know, was John Coltrane, still in his pre-Icon days. Howard Williams, piano. Ellie Jackson, bass. Arthur Taylor, drums. We heard the master take of BJ. The CD reissue has two alternate takes of this song. No one knows the significance of the initials B and J. Harden was a true enigma. He made these few recordings, but hardly any live gigs. So this is it for this lonely, diffident, but extremely talented jazz man. And to finish this week, Toots Thielemans, the man from Belgium. I've chosen Paul Desmond's classic, Take Five. Toots on harmonica, Jerry Goodman violin, Robin Ford guitar, Charlie Hayden bass, Peter Erskine drums. Recorded in LA in 96. The album is called East Coast, West Coast. Thank you. As ever, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.